Zondervan presents We Laugh, We Cry, We Cook by Becky Johnson and Rachel Randolph. Read by the authors.
Laughter is brightest where food is best. Irish proverb. Prologue from Mother and Daughter. Feeding the people I love is a hands-on way of loving them. When you nourish and sustain someone, essentially you're saying that you want them to thrive, to be happy and healthy, and able to live well. Shauna Nyquist. Our kitchens and the kitchens we came from seem to have a universal pull on us. Good food, deep love, and hearty laughter become the tastes of heaven for the hungry souls gathered round our tables. Food, perhaps, is the most commonly used metaphor that God uses to tell us something meaningful and eternal. From forbidden fruit to manna, to loaves and fishes to bread and wine, we could follow the thread of God's unfolding story by going from food to food, drink to drink, meal to meal, and passage after passage of the Bible. Maybe that's why there are so many hidden layers of meaning when we stir a pot of mama's chili or cut into a ripe red watermelon and find our minds transported to picnics in the hot, verdant summers of childhood. Cooking engages every sense. The taste of homemade peach ice cream, the smell of sweet corn, the sounds of steak sizzling on the grill, the hard, smooth feel of a good crisp apple in the hand, the arresting beauty of fresh garden veggies artfully arranged on the lopsided ceramic plate you made at age 9. Unlike anything else, food sears itself into our memories. This is why, when we feed others, we nourish them in a myriad of surprising and memorable ways. You never know what gooey grilled cheese sandwich or steaming bowl of basil tomato soup.